Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hey, welcome to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
How you doing?
Pam's over there.
Hey.
Fact checker wrong Phil is over there.
Fuck you all.
Yeah. And we listened back to the tape. Phil was wrong, and he's mad about it. And fact checker Phil is not always right. We've established that.
Mm-hmm. I never said I was.
It feels good.
And Boss Keith is clearly a crazy man when it comes to Rocky.
He's a crazy man in general.
He's a crazy man in general, but I got like 8 crazy emails about the Rocky movie. I know more about Rocky now than I ever have in my entire life.
8 crazy emails?
Yeah.
He does that.
One is like, oh, come on. Everybody knows this.
No, just the folks who are anal.
What do you mean by that?
Pay too much attention.
Okay. The broadcast. Holy cow. Thanks for coming out to the St. Patrick's Day broadcast at O'Neill's.
Good time.
Holy smokes. That was a lot of fun.
Guinness record.
I think that's the most fun I've had at a live broadcast. I think the show was tremendous.
Right.
All the guests were great.
We didn't pass out.
There was
out.
One part of the show that wasn't tremendous.
Well, I know exactly why you feel what you're saying is because before that, you're preoccupied with this moment, and afterwards you're like, it's done! This is great!
It was tremendous. It was tremendously awful, but we all loved it.
Yeah.
That moment at 8:30 was tremendously awful. The rest of it was good, though. The guests were good. You know, there was no downtime. We kept it moving along.
Big bang, boom.
A lot of fun, a lot of love in the room.
Lots
yes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The first time we were at O'Neill's, it was 2 years ago, we were kind of new to the Norwalk Stanford Market, and you know O'Neill's has a built-in crowd.
Yeah.
So we brought people in, but I felt like most of the people there were the O'Neill's regulars who were looking around like, "Yeah, who are these guys? I heard of them before."
Exactly.
This was clearly our crowd.
Yep. Yes.
They all came.
And there
in.
Was
yes.
and there was some O'Neill's people stuffed in the corner, like, "When is this madness going to end?"
Yeah, but they were
so we can
too.
Have. A meal with our kids.
Yeah, they were digging it too.
I remember we took the banner down at the very end, and you're like, oh, there's people back there. Yeah. Hi, people.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
There was a whole other life going on behind us.
Who knew?
You turn into Paul Stanley. Hi, people.
Hi, people.
People.
Rock and roll. And then Bob from Norwalk, he was there really early, one of the first people to arrive.
For the elevator, that's why.
And I thought he left, like about an hour or so in, the place packed out, and I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, Bob must have left, he probably didn't have time to say goodbye. And then at the end, there he is.
Yep, way in the
holy
corner.
Holy cow, you were here the whole time.
Upper level.
So he was sitting on a bar stool, and when people started to walk in, he's like, this is the place that's going to get crowded. I got to get out of here. So he went into like one of those like dining areas.
Yeah, he found the table.
Oh,
and he sat
stool?
Down.
Yeah.
And then he was basically claiming his spot for when the breakfast came out, so he had somewhere to put his food down so he could eat.
Oh, that was a bar stool.
And you did some research on this breakfast thing?
Well, so there's a Chaz and AJ chat room on Facebook where everybody who's in the chat room can talk after the show. So they don't have to just wait for us while we're on the air. And Bob's in there, like, talking while we were on the air during the broadcast.
This is cool.
Like, oh, I have a whole plate of food, and he's going through all the items that we had that were available. He goes, there were eggs, but no ketchup. So instead, I just poured maple syrup on my scrambled eggs.
I agree with that. That's delicious. It really does taste good.
Well, it's better than just dry eggs.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. No, dry eggs is like farts.
But he has ketchup packages on him at all times.
Exactly.
That's the weird part.
Now,
so
why
wouldn't
he just open up some packages?
So Chaz, Don from Long Island asked him, he's like, don't you carry like a million packets of ketchup with you? And he said, yes, but I didn't want to take them out of my pocket and draw a crowd.
See, ketchup to Bob is ketchup to Bob is like insulin to a diabetic. He needs to live.
Yeah. I think he's basically saying, I don't want to get my balls busted, but here he is now getting his balls busted.
Too many cell phone cameras.
Whatever he does, the guy is going to get his balls busted. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
We love somewhere. You, Bob.
Yep.
So I have had eggs.
Did you say we loo?
Yeah.
We loo.
We loo.
We loo. That's Hawaiian.
Not drunk.
Not right. drunk.
That's Hawaiian for we appreciate you.
That was a combination of we do and we love you.
Yep.
Exactly.
We loo.
But the pancake syrup on the eggs. So like if you've ever had like French toast with like a side of eggs, like it happens and like a little bit.
Yeah,
it's like
good.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. I would never just dump pancake syrup on top of
on
scrambled eggs.
Eggs
though.
Did he dump or did he dribble?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
he's a dribbler.
I'm a food mixer. So
later on, he dumped.
Yeah. Ugh. And then what's the deal with our sound guy Chewy?
Oh, Chewy.
Is he always stoned?
I don't know.
Yes.
Like where does he come
I
from?
I think so.
But then every time I need him. He's gone somewhere.
He's taking pictures with his MacBook or whatever that thing is, that huge thing he was
carrying
around.
Yeah, we wanted to put the band on while we were playing music on the air, right. And I'm looking around for him.
The band's standing there. We're like, why aren't you
playing?
Band's
standing, and they're waiting.
Right.
I love the guy.
Oh, yeah, no,
but,
great.
He's not on the job.
Right.
Yeah, he is not a guy you would want, like, running the buttons when we, like, launch a shuttle or
exactly,
something.
Exactly,
like,
right.
Where the
right.
fuck is this yeah. guy?
Because he wants to be part of the party.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And then maybe he also had to run to the garage to feed his dog, who was hanging
yes.
out in his car the whole time.
Yes, yes,
that's
yes.
what it was, because he came in the back door.
Right.
Yeah.
Came in the back door when we were
right.
looking for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I parked next to his truck
oh,
when
hilarious.
I pulled in. AJ and I actually wound up like right behind. We pulled in like at the same time. So AJ backs
in
into a
spot.
I back in and I open my door. It's pitch black. It's probably what, 4:45 in the morning?
Yeah, they're about.
And then all of a sudden it's just.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's what I you watched, did tell me that.
I watched him jump up in the air. It scared me. I was across the friggin' park, and I scared the crap out of me, too. But the best was watching. He became like a hand puppet.
So AJ gets back
seen.
In his car and drives off.
I,
Bill's getting mugged.
I'm
out of here.
Hey,
no one's touching my truck.
I backed in. So I opened the driver's side door, and it's right next to, it's true, he had also backed in. So it's right next to the passenger like front seat.
Yeah.
And the dog was just sitting there, but it's a tiny dog, so I didn't see it.
Yeah.
And you don't expect a dog at 4:45 in the
no.
morning.
Inside
no.
of a fucking parked car. Like,
yeah.
you know, we don't do that.
Even a cop would have gotten scared.
So yeah,
that's creepy.
Now I step out of the car and I'm standing right next to the windows open, like just about an inch or so.
That's it.
So all of a sudden the dog just sees me and jumps and starts barking, and I did. I jumped. I got fucking scared.
Yeah, well, who wouldn't?
Oh my
yeah.
god.
I married that puppet, man. My ass is strings.
I broke my headphones actually when I did that.
No, you didn't.
Nah, they're broken. Oh,
were you holding them and you dropped them, or you crushed
yeah,
them?
Yeah, because they were in my hand, so it got caught. Like
yeah.
the
Thank
door
you.
Was open, it got caught like on the door, so I gotta like put some epoxy glue on them or something now to like make them stick.
We have to find out there's a surveillance camera in that garage.
There's gotta be.
That would be the best meme ever.
I'm telling you right now.
It scared the shit out of me.
Man shits Ollie. Himself. Dog. Right.
Oh my god.
Oh god. We'll
because
just play that.
I mean, he reacted.
Yeah.
yeah.
And did his reaction make you react a little bit?
Yeah. When I saw him freak out, well, I was expecting a dog.
When you see
either.
Someone jump, sometimes you jump too.
Well, yeah. I heard a dog, and I'm like, well, shit. Where's this damn dog?
yeah. This is all bad.
We weren't that close to each other though, so AJ had already gotten out of his car.
Oh,
and was like,
really?
Opposite rows.
Yeah.
So
I was getting stuff out.
We were like, our cars were kind of facing each other. So AJ was already in the back seat of the car. I get out. The dog barks. I jumped. AJ looks over and goes, what the fuck was that?
I'm like, what'd you bring?
It was wacky, man. So then the first question I go in, I go, who's fucking dog? And Chewie's like, oh, yeah, that was my alarm clock this morning. I'm like, oh, okay.
He's probably sleeping
bro.
In his car.
Yeah, it was our alarm clock, too.
We're lucky you're even here right now is what I just heard.
Yeah.
Well, at least you guys parked in a legal parking spot.
Yes, there were plenty of them available.
You know, it's funny. After all this happened, I'm sitting having lunch with Jennifer.
Right.
And then I remember we did a promotion at O'Neill's years ago.
Yeah.
And they have their own parking garage.
Yeah, down below. Yeah,
yeah, down below and next up top. Yeah. Inside.
Well, that was not as available because they had all the tents set up.
That
right.
is true.
Yeah, so it was more get there early and get down below.
But
right.
I'm trying to picture where were you parked?
Right in front of the laundromat.
Oh.
Oh, so they called on you.
No, I think it was the diner.
Whenever there's a parade, they usually don't have any cars parking
right.
there.
It's so, my fault. I don't blame anyone but myself.
So you parked there. As I was pulling off of the highway, I saw AJ pulling a U-turn in that parking lot. And I think he went into park, saw the sign, and was like, well, can't park there.
No.
And pulled out.
No, because I was looking for the parking garage. I realized I was wrong. And so I went, oh, it's a little further up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see any signs. I wasn't looking for any signs.
These details are wearing me out.
Exact lie. Okay.
just say, let's
God,
move on.
I'm going to go in here every fucking inch of their morning now.
But then I got out of the vehicle and I took
and
15 steps up
I started
to the
with my right foot and then it was
then
followed
I thought
by
as
my
I
left
was
foot.
Driving, I have 2 dance lessons on Friday.
I just thought
and
it was
I
funny that AJ did not park in the spot that you parked in because he knew it was wrong. So, sorry.
You know what's the sign of the one that loses cars is the one busting on us?
That's right. It's called a diversion tactic.
I love this.
Shiny object.
You're right. I fell for that, AJ.
Anyway, I told the whole story on the air, but, you know, I did park in a spot where there was a sign that says, if you park here and you're not a customer, you'll get towed at your own expense. You know, I had a situation in Hartford where, you know, I don't want to get into it, but I walked back to the car with Jennifer, ready to leave. It's a long day, and you're there for another hour. Costs $500, right? And so now I'm borrowing a car from our toy drive sponsor, McDermott Lexus, which I lease a car from. Yes. I love those guys.
Oh, yeah. Great.
And I drive that car to this event. I park it in a no parking zone, and I walk out of the place, and it's gone. And the first thing I think is, holy shit, a client's car has been stolen.
See, yeah. It's not a great feeling, right?
It's a blue.
It's a blue.
So where's the luck of the Irish really come in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we talked about a lot of the details on the air, whatever. Anyway, I get Soylent. He's in the Fox Beetle, which is a convertible.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a million things he's packed in there. He has to move it all around. Me and Jennifer fit in. He drives us to the garage. The garage says, okay, the car's not here. It's over here. So we got to get back in the Beetle, drive over there. We're following this truck over the flatbed that brought us over there.
Yeah.
And so we get there. Steve takes off. As Steve is taking off, I look at the car. I'm like, holy fuck, the back tire's flat.
You're kidding.
No.
You're kidding.
No.
Chaz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So Jennifer turns to Steve as he's pulling out of the driveway. Wait. He's like.
So what do you do?
I don't think he heard. But so now they take the car. They put it on the flatbed. Like, me and Jennifer are in the cab of this truck on her birthday. She's got a little buzz on.
Oh, my God.
And we're in the cab with Carlos.
Right.
And Carlos. The car's on the flatbed.
Right.
And somewhere halfway before we get there, Jennifer says, yeah, it's my birthday. And there's this pause, and Carlos goes, yeah, fucked up birthday, huh?
That should be a Hallmark card.
It is.
Yeah, fucked up birthday, huh?
A little bit.
So we get there. They fixed the tire. They were great. Tremendous people. But, yeah, so now the car's outside, hopefully. And I can't wait to bring it back.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. Don't park in a bad spot. That's what I've learned.
Week,
yeah,
my friend.
Words live by.
$669.
Expensive week.
Yeah. So AJ is doing comedy tonight.
Yep, club comedy tonight. Yep.
Yeah.
That's
Friday the 18th.
Off. Yep. Yep.
Nice.
So 9:30 show tonight. So see what happens.
All right. What are you going to be doing?
First of all, I'm going to be busting on the fact that I'm taking dance lessons, because I'm sure that's not going to go well at all. Then I got a couple other things to talk about. Girl Scout cookies, for example, and how basically they're just a racket in the whole syndicate and whole nine yards.
Well, Tom G and a lot of the chat room and some of the people we went to Ireland with will be there. So you're going to have some big fans in the room.
And God bless all of you. Thank you.
I think on stage you should take your pants off.
I was going to do it anyway, just for laughs.
Like, just walk out in your underwears.
Right.
Do the show. Don't even mention it.
Well, that's my closer.
Right.
Right.
Don't even mention you're not wearing pants and then just leave.
Just see if they notice.
Like,
yeah.
What was the whole pants thing?
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I don't get it.
It was hot.
And by the way, we had comedian Gary, who you'll be working on, Gary Pantanello.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he said Dirty Sanchez on the air.
Yeah, I know.
So what did I tell him before?
So he's walking in for Dumbass News, and he's sitting down, and he had said, I'm nervous. Like, come on. You know us real well.
Yeah.
And Chaz goes, yeah, so I know what you do on stage. Just if you're not sure if you could say it on the air, don't say it.
Right. So he was sure that he could say that on the air?
I mean, I remember I said that once and I got the dump button.
You said that. You said golden showers. You said a whole bunch of shit.
You told the whole chat room to go fuck themselves.
That's right.
She stood up out of her chair and gave the double middle finger and said, well, fuck you. And then she goes to sit down and fell off the chair. She missed the chair.
Oh, yeah. That was a Kodak moment.
Yeah. Oh, that was
so sometimes
fun.
You never know.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you supposed to say?
I feel like Gary didn't do that.
You also said cornhole
twice, but it's a game.
Right.
But after the first time he pushed the dump button, you probably should have stopped.
Right. I didn't see.
Cornhole.
You push the button. I am honestly.
This is why
I got to set it again.
Just keep an eye on Chaz the entire time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can't, you know, my vision is blocked.
Speaking of dump button, we had it a couple times yesterday, too.
Oh, yeah.
During the broadcast. Oh.
During the broadcast.
During the bad Irish accents. Right. That one guy said he was putting on his glasses, and he said, yeah, I got to wear these because I can't fucking see anymore. And I was like, oh, no, Andrew, dump.
And he goes, yeah.
You said it like 20 times. Dump.
I was worried.
I thought a motorcycle was starting outside.
It was three times. That's okay.
No, it was more.
And then we had to dump Brian in Fairfield.
Right. No, what did he say?
Because we were doing the toast at the end. He goes, I want to thank my dad for having me and not jerking off instead.
Right.
Nice. I go, you idiot.
That was funny. I do remember that.
This was after I had yelled at
him. And we want to say to his dad, why didn't you jerk off that night?
Seriously.
You would have saved us all out of trouble.
Yep.
Just kidding. Love you, Brian. And then we want to announce here, we're going to announce it Monday at 7, but you know, you guys are super fans, so we want to let you know first.
Your family.
Chaz and AJ, prom. It's another 1980s prom at Villa Bianca Seymour, April 22nd. Tickets on sale Monday at 7 a.m. They're $13.
Yep.
So I think it's the same price as last year.
Holy shit, that's
a
deal.
It'll be like appetizer type foods and music and 80s craziness.
Exactly. So
last few have sold out.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Almost ended it. And then, you know, you guys said, no, the bullshit.
Right.
We're going back to keep doing this. And so thank you for that. Don't forget to subscribe to us. Let me try that again. And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes. Don't forget to subscribe. Or if you could. All right, let me start again. I'd like it. No, never mind.
No, wait. Stay with that one. I like that one. That's
I would like it if.
I think I got to leave all this now.
Yeah.
Yes.
I almost feel like you do.
You have to.
Yeah.
I would like it.
Well, Lamberti had a good idea. He said you should ask everyone to subscribe to your podcast on iTunes and then rate them and comment on them.
Is that a good idea?
Because it puts it higher in the rankings and it's easier for people to find.
Gotcha.
That's what I was trying to say. Not drunk. All right. Thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
See ya.
Fact checker Phil's over there.
Fact checker failure. Phil.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.